this story in India is pretty disgusting, but it's not as unusual as we'd like to hope, I think. What's going on over there?
This is a tragic case. These two young teenagers raped and murdered close to their own community. But we know that, sadly, rape and sexual violence in India is horribly common. And it does seem that there's an entrenched attitude which casts women as second-class citizens and sees that sexual violence is tolerated. We need to change the culture that allows these things to happen. But that can be a long-term issue. And there are more immediate things that we can do to bring about change. The report suggests that these two girls were attacked when they left their home to go to the toilet in an orchard nearby because there was no toilet in their own house. Access to facilities like safe toilets for girls makes a huge difference to their vulnerability, the other's ability to attack them. And so, really access to good sanitation could make a huge difference to people such as these two girls.
Are you suggesting it was a crime of opportunism, I suppose, that they happened to be out of sight and away from the public gaze, and that's why they were attacked? And if they were able to enter a toilet block somehow more publicly, this sort of thing wouldn't happen, or is less likely to happen?
Well, we know from studies in other countries that women who don't have access to safe toilets report that they are frequently, shocking numbers of them, harassed. So obviously it is a time of vulnerability when you go to relieve yourself in public in a public space, in an unsafe space. So yes, from other research it's clear that access to safe sanitation, it's a health issue, but it's more than a health issue. It's an issue of security and dignity for women around the world.
And you mentioned wanting to change India's culture, and you said we. Who do you mean? Because I would imagine that India as a nation is pretty resistant to outside interference, what it might perceive as colonialism, perhaps, in their affairs.
Oh, absolutely. It's not up to me or Australia to change India's culture, but it is pretty clear that many Indians, there've been massive protests in India about rape and around lax treatment by police of rapists and those accused of rape. And so it's clear that there is a mood for change in many parts of Indian society, and it's up to people globally to support that, support that effort. But it is ultimately it's one for Indians to bring about that change.
And look, India now has a new prime minister, and who was resoundingly elected just recently. Does that give you any hope that there might be some sort of cultural change through a change of government?
Well, the government is always important in setting the policies and the tone for a country, but I think civil society will play the most critical role in bringing about these changes. The status of women in India has to be improved. Women women are equal to men, and this is something that must change, and I think there are many civil society organisations, including Care in India, who are working to highlight and to promote change, working with men and women to promote those changes.